It goes back to rubbing my mom's feet when I was 5, Lisa Walmsley says. My hands are always on people. She laughs, knowing that sounds a little strange, but maybe not for a massage therapist.
This is the latest in a series of community profiles by writer Karen Anderson.
Despite her mom's happy feet, Lisa didn't start out with this career in mind. I was in banking for 9 years, but I was out of place in the corporate world. Using self-taught massage, she worked with a pregnant woman and was present at the birth. Afterwards, the parents of the child told her, "This is your calling, and we'll loan you the money to get certified." She took them up on their offer and started her own business 16 years ago. "I'm doing something that fulfills me and that helps people," she says. "It's worth the financial uncertainty. I'm humbled when someone walks in pain and walks out in gratitude," she says. "Even if I can't fix it, I can still help." She also gets massage herself. "It's a very physical job, the wear and tear on my shoulders and fingers. And I do it for research, so I can learn from others and keep improving. You can always get better."
Karen Anderson lives in Traverse City.